concrete's blessed. That's not as far-fetched as we think, is it?
Nah, I just like to call it Denver Broncos now and just leave it at that. But I think when you're a new coach and you're bringing in a new system, a new style, I think it's important that you have guys that were with you at your previous spot to come and kind of make the transition smooth. And, you know, one thing I know about playing in New England last year is that the guys there, we know how to get it done. And hopefully we can come to Denver and not have a New England Patriots way. But if you want to call it a New England Patriots way and you win the Super Bowls, then I'm okay with that.
So there's no secret handshake you guys use? Or?
No, it's no secret handshake at all. It's just it's a mindset and it's a certain level of execution that you that's required for you to have. And you know, it's just how it is.
Yeah. You laugh about it, but it's...
I mean, I laugh.
Does he favor you guys?
No. I think if anything, he expects more out of us because we know what to expect. And he wouldn't have brought Jad, myself, Chad, and other guys over here, and Lonnie, if he didn't feel comfortable and confident that we knew, A, what we were doing, and B, that we were actually going to go out there and do it and be leaders so that other guys can know what Josh expects. I'm happy to be here, that's for sure.
I know a lot of people couldn't believe how many running backs he signed in the offseason. It seemed every day he was signing a running back, but now we know, because it's so easy to get injured at your position.
Not just that, but when you have a Buckhalter, you have a Jordan, you have a Hillis, now you add D-Walk to the mix. I think before D-Walk got here, I think if you look at every running back, and I said this before, if you look at every running back that was on the roster, somebody was coming off of some type of significant injury the year before. So you go out there and then you add No'Shawn to the mix. And, I'm excited about the possibilities of what can take place here at Denver, especially in our backfield, because we have five tailbacks that can come in and we don't lose anything. And this NFL today... And you look at New England last year, the year before, they had there were so many different running backs that had so much to bring to the table, and I'm just happy that we have that here.
I know number 27 only had a couple carries, but were you impressed with his explosion?
I was. Coming out of the draft, I said to myself, No'Shawn was the best running back. I really didn't think that we would take him, but when we took him, I said, hey, you know, we got a great running back. And those three carries that he had, I think he showed something that a lot of people didn't think that he would have, a willingness to lower his shoulder and get up in there and get those tough yards. And if he continues to do that, everybody knows he can hit the home run. Everybody knows he can make people miss. If he can continue to hit his, you know, power that shoulder, lower that shoulder and get those extra tough yards, then, this backfield is going to be pretty special.
Amon, is your internal competition at running back, is it kind of a war of attrition because guys that can stay on the field have an upper hand?
For me, I just look at it as an opportunity to get better every day. I know what my abilities are. I know what Buck's abilities are and No'Shawn. And at the end of the day, we come out here and try to get better. As far as starter, this, that, and the third, we don't concern ourselves with that. We come out here, we play, and we try to help our team win.
But do you think you earn respect in the eyes of the coaching staff and playing time based on if you're here for every workout or just about every workout?
Yeah,
you're gonna be in a better shape than a guy.
Yeah, you will be in better shape. You definitely be in better shape. But regardless of what the situation is, when you're out here and you put these pads on, you put this helmet on, there are certain things that's required from you. And our running back coach Bobby Turner, he expects a lot from us. And that's just the nature of the business.
Thanks, Lamont.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate it.